people are finding chiyas. And if I go in and being paid in shoes. Who?
By
Mason. It's to show that there's no such thing as Mason. By Yidden, even the things that are dead are more alive than the live things by the going. Another clip of Amalek was the Indian of Levushim. You see on Purim, we're Mischalef the Indian of Levushim. Levushim are a protection to a Yid. Levushim are always protection. Amalek, the Anan HaKovod, was also like used to wash the Begodim. The Anan HaKovod was Mechushim to the Begodim and Klal Yisrael, that they were always clean, which means the Klal Yisrael had the pure protection. Amalek were trying to undermine that protection. They attacked people who were Nifrat from the Anan HaKovod. They tried to catch us unprotected. That's the Koyach of Amalek. Every Yid has Torah mitzvahs. His Torah mitzvahs are called Levusha, the Rabbanon. Torah mitzvahs protects the Yid. Amalek finds the times where we're unprotected and then he attacks us. When Yidin have a chalishus in something, then they're unprotected. With Etzim, every Yid has to realize that if he's got Torah mitzvahs, nothing to be scared of. And that's the whole inyan about the Yaakov Avinu was neslabish with Esau's begodim. Esau tries to catch us without begodim. We goiver over him. But Yaakov Avinu got the brachas when he was wearing Esau's begodim. Begodim is a protection. So on Purim, by Mechias Amalek, we feel safe. There's no Amalek around. We can wear other people's begodim. We don't need the. There's no Amalek around. It's Klal Yisrael needs less protection.
And when there's a pagam in the begodim, so I'll take a begodim el
baidim. Roig them. Very good.
And start smelling with the time.
It says, "Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yir shemayim, hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi tzinim apach." Catching a cold. So the man says, "Begodim is the yir shemayim. Hakol b'dei shemayim chutz mi yir shemayim chutz mi tzinim apach." The person who's got Torah mitzvah doesn't catch a cold. So Achashverosh took away the. He was wearing the big day of the Kohen Gadol. He was wearing Klal Yisrael's protection. The Klal Yisrael should lose their protection. If Klal Yisrael loses their protection, then it's Gidla Melech Achashverosh is Haman. Haman is the one who's the whole time waiting to attack us in our week when we're not protected. Yeah, Israel's a beautiful country, huh? Always when you come, you imagine Ari going for a walk with his who's stepping on these, you know, on these